The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals enter 2013 as the Hunted, a team that has made the playoffs three of the last four seasons. This team is ready to compete. Marvin Lewis eyes his 11th season with his most talented roster to date. First up, a trip to the Windy City and a date with the Chicago Bears. We'll take a snapshot look at the Bengals next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Time Warner Cable Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with head coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horde. He is Dave Lapham. This week, the 2013 season gets underway as the Bengals head to Chicago to take on the Chicago Bears. Coach, it's the start of your 11th year in Cincinnati. When you consider talent and experience and leadership and chemistry, whatever other important terms you want to throw in there, do you feel like you have your best team?
Well, I guess that remains to be seen here on as we go through the year. But I think with those things you talked about, I think the experience and, you know, I think ability, everybody knowing each other a little bit, I think those are great adjectives to have, you know, great additions. And the young guys and the older guys and the maturity of the football team is good.
Bill Belichick is the only head coach in the National Football League with more years tenure with his organization than you. You've got your coaching staff back. The organization has spent $180 million to get 12 players either re-signed or extended. A lot of continuity, a lot of consistency. That's a sweet spot for you, isn't it?
It is. It you know, allows us to continue to move forward. And like you said, a lot, and as I said earlier, with people know each other and know how people will react in certain situations, and I think that's a good positive for the long haul of the season.
There was big news on Monday with the 5-year extension for Geno Atkins. We often hear you say to the players, whether it's on Hard Knocks or NFL films, doesn't matter how you got here, it's what you do once you get to the NFL. Is he the epitome of that?
Well, he's another example of it. He truly is. And he's a guy who has certain abilities that we identified and felt like he would be a good fit for us. And he's done nothing to exceed those expectations.
5 consecutive years, had pretty darn good drafts. Years 3 to year 7 are kind of like the peak years of an NFL professional football player's career. You have so many guys that you're developing in that 3 to 7 year time frame of their careers. That has to feel good, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, you just have to keep working through, and we've got to avoid the major injuries and setback. And if we do have an injury, we have to have the next guy step up and fill that void and go from there and do things, adjust as coaches and do things maybe possibly differently and go with a different person, but player. But you have to feel good about where we are. And this is the beginning. It's an important beginning to an important season.
You've been asked a lot about Andy Dalton in the preseason. You said something back in July that I found interesting and jotted down. He's a different guy.
You never know, Coach.
He's maturing. He even looks a little bit different walking down the hallway. Can you talk about that maturity level that you're seeing from him in year 3?
Well, I think he's confident in what his job is, his responsibility. And, you know, I said many times, I think the first year he was busy just trying to be the quarterback. The second year, more the leader of the offense. And now I think everybody knows he's the leader of the football team. And that's important. So he's embraced that. He's continued to grow as a player and as a person. And those are key.
In my experience as a player, you know, you always had captains. But there were always, with the real good teams I played on, there were so many guys that could have been captain. I mean, it's like you had 2 or 3 leaders in every position group. That's when you have a really good football team, a really good locker room, and everything goes along with that. You've got that now. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah, you do, and I think you said a key thing there. You said 2 or 3 players in each position group, and I think that's important, you know, that you have – we have some maturity in the positions, even at tight end where you have the fewest number of guys. You've got Jermaine, who's played at such a high level, but then we add, you know, Alex in here and, you know, Alex Smith, who brings another degree of professionalism and so forth. And then you have the young player in Tyler Eifert. So 2 great role models to learn from.
With Eifert and the drafting of Giovanni Bernard and having Mohamed Sanu back healthy again this year, do you have more ways to attack the other team offensively?
Well, we have, we feel like we do, Dan, that we have ways to attack with players that can win one-on-one matchups, and they understand how to win those one-on-one matchups, and that's key. And that you have to keep doing it, because across the board, when you get that situation, it may not be, you know, you may not win 10 out of 10, but if you can win 7 or 8 out of 10, let the other guy win the other 7, 8 out of 10, you're in pretty good shape.
We're looking forward to a great season. Best of luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Bengals fans, it's McDonald's Pounder Play of the Game, brought to you by the new Quarter Pounder Burgers.
LaSalle and UC product J.K. Schaefer with the sack of the Colts quarterback.
Harnish in the shotgun on 3rd and 10. He's back to throw. Blitz coming, and he's crushed by J.K. Schaefer, who nailed him up around the shoulder pads at the 12-yard line.
So tackle your toughest appetite and pound one today.
Is it crazy to love football? That the only dance you know is a touchdown dance? To set up your daughter's troop in a shotgun formation? To have a lucky beard? Is that crazy? Nope. That's why we give you Time Warner Cable Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone, so you can catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Because missing that would be crazy.
Get TWC Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone today for less than $9. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire for A.J. Green. It's a touchdown!
Right there, on the line. He's off to the races.
To the end zone.
Touchdown!
Geno Atkins put him in a bear hug.
To the 30, the 25. Has one man to miss the 10.
And you need to be a part of it.
Let's go! Let's go! It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time. And that's what you should do when sharing the road.
That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt, because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver.
So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
Well, hey there. We're here in the neighborhood, and we're just talking Gold Star Chili.
I love the four ways and the chili.
I like that.
I like the little milkshake.
I like that.
Burrito, double-decker.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too.
So what's not to like? Gold Star double-deckers, conies, ways, burritos, and shakes. Come for dinner, stay for dessert.
So we'll just get a big plate of fries, a chili on top, and have that.
I think I want one of those right now.
The flavor of Cincinnati.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.
Time for our AFC North rundown. The Ravens, of course, already played on Thursday in Denver. Let's talk about the two Sunday games involving divisional opponents, beginning with Pittsburgh at home against Tennessee.
I think this one is a little interesting. You know, both teams want to run the football. One team wants to run the football because they want to take pressure off their quarterback, Jake Locker, and he can contribute to that running game with his feet even. And then they can get him out of pocket, play action. I thought when the Bengals played him in the preseason, that looked pretty good. And they get that running game going, and Jake Locker took advantage of the separation in the pocket and the play action passing game. They get that game running game going against Pittsburgh, they have a good shot. Steelers, they want to run it, but they've got a pretty good quarterback. They don't. It's not as imperative that they run the ball, but I think the team that gets that running game going wins it.
The Browns have a new head coach, and Rob Chudzinski. He'll make his debut at home against Miami.
Yeah, and I really think that Cleveland Browns are much improved. I think Norv Turner is going to make an impact on their offense, and I really think Ray Horton is going to make a big impact on their defense. And they've got Mingo, if he heals up with that bruised lung, who's going to make an impact with pass rush. I think the Cleveland Browns are going to beat the Dolphins up in Cleveland in that home opener.
Time Warner Cable is proud to present Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis each week. Now let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Ben is 9, and his favorite player is Andy Dalton. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club, presented by Walgreens and IHOP, by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.
Hey, you get your tickets at Prime Sport?
Yep, Prime Sport can get you tickets for anything.
Even if it's sold out.
Even if you want a VIP experience.
Even if you want to hang with celebrities.
Prime Sport is the best.
The best.
Make your next Bengals game a Prime Sport experience with official home and away game ticket packages so you can cheer on the team wherever they play. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm Lexi Danler, and I went to Cincinnati Children's for rehab on my knees to get back to playing college volleyball. When I had my third surgery, they weren't in the best shape. Whenever I would play, whenever I'd run, they would always hurt. I was just afraid of hurting my knees again. Because I came to Cincinnati Children's Sports Center, I was able to keep my scholarship and play college volleyball. I was named to the Big Ten freshman team and was 4-time Big Ten freshman of the week. Cincinnati Children's changed my outcome by helping me play college volleyball pain-free.
Everything's new in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Check out the Nike Shop, the Bengals on-field apparel supplier. Find Nike player jerseys, men's and women's t-shirts, polos, and more. Want a casual look? You'll love the new 47-brand Bengals apparel. For golfers, it's the new Cutter and Buck Golf Collection. The Pro Shop has a large selection of new era caps. Everything you need is in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium, open 7 days a week, or shop online at Bengals.com.
Bengals fans are a special breed of animal, and nothing gets them in the game like Bengals checking from Fifth Third Bank. Literally, open a new checking account and get 2 free tickets to a Bengals home game. Then, there's exclusive event access, discounts at the Bengals Pro Shop, the chance to win a flyaway weekend, and more. Just go to 53.com/Bengals to get in the game, or stop by your nearest banking center. Fifth Third Bank, official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals Pro Shop offers Cincinnati's best selection of team merchandise, including all new Nike apparel. Visit the Pro Shop 7 days a week, located on the north side of Paul Brown Stadium, or shop online at Bengals.com.
Great to be joined on Bengals Weekly for the first time this year by offensive coordinator Jay Gruden. I know you have been asked 7 million Andy Dalton questions this preseason, but let's make it 7 million and one. Have you noticed any specific areas where he's grown leading into this season?
You know, as a quarterback, you should grow in all areas in order to get better every year. He's gotten a little bit stronger. Like to think he's gotten a little bit quicker. He's more decisive. And we feel like he's got more command of the offense. So I think he's improved in a lot of areas, but it's only to be determined on Sunday, week in and week out.
Coach, you know, when you look at it in the preseason, a lot of targets for Andy Dalton haven't really been on the field at the same time due to injury and other things. I mean, A.J. and Eifert and a lot of his weapons. And there's been injury, you know, in the offensive line as well, consistency and continuity there. I mean, you know, you want to kind of get in the rhythm. Do you feel pretty good about where you are in terms of rhythm?
I do. However, I would have liked to have everybody play together a little bit more. You know, just when A.J. comes back, Eifert goes down. You know, Jermaine missed a little bit of time, and, you know, other guys have missed time. Whitworth's missed some time, and Andre missed a few days, obviously, and the list goes on and on.
Right.
But overall, I feel pretty good at where we're at. I feel good that they know what to do, how to get there. You know, that's the important thing. And then their athletic ability will take over from there.
How much should we expect to see Eifert and Gresham on the field together, and what problems does that present for the defense?
It should be a lot. You know, I think it's our best personnel group when those two are on the field together. Obviously, in third down and long, we might want to take out a tight end and bring in another skilled guy like Marv or Moe. But I think those two together is a good group to have, because you can run and throw the ball equally. If a team wants to match up with nickel, then you have a mismatch in the running game. If they want to stay base, then you'd like to spread them out and get Eifert or Jermaine on the linebacker or safety, and we feel like we can win that matchup. But also, if they want to play single high to try to stop the running game, we also have 18 out there, who's a pretty good weapon. So we feel pretty good about the weapons that we have and the choices that Andy has. It's just a matter of keeping everybody happy. Hopefully that won't be an issue, but we feel good about the team that we have.
Personnel flexibility is being redefined. I mean, Eifert can line up anywhere. Giovanni Bernard can line up anywhere. Orson Charles can line up anywhere. I mean, instead of where's Waldo, it's going to be where is everybody, you know, in this offensive group. You don't have to substitute personnel to change formations. You can if you want to. You're almost like the mad scientist with a bunch of chemicals formulating, aren't you?
Yeah, it's fun to do. It's fun to do. Sometimes you can overwhelm them with too many formations and plays, you know what I mean? So we want to keep it basic and try to get formations that'll tell Andy something, whether it's man or zone maybe, and try to get mismatches where who's our best outside route runners. Is it Eifert? Is it AJ? Is it Marv? Is Mo best inside? And that's kind of what we've been trying to formulate throughout the training camp. And then where's Giovanni fit? Is he out of the backfield? Is he an outside receiver? And then we'll try to put him in those places where they're most comfortable and most effective.
Do you expect Bernard to play roughly the same amount of time as Ben Jarvis?
I would think so. I think it'll be close. You know, we'll see how the game goes. And as a running back, you know, there's so much feel about it. You know, if Benny's got a hot hand and he rushes for 50, 60 yards in the first couple drives, and he'll probably stay in there another drive, you know. But obviously Giovanni's shown that he can run not only outside and out in space, but he's shown the ability to run between the tackles. And I think the more we get him the ball, the better Ben Jarvis will be because of it, fresher, and the better our offense will be.
Mel Tucker is the new defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears. He was coordinator with the Jaguars. But it seems like the Bears are running pretty much the stuff the Bears have been running successfully. You've coordinated against, you know, Mel Tucker. And what do you see in this? What influence has he had with the Chicago Bears defense, do you think?
Well, I think he came over and inherited a great group of guys over there that bought into a system that they wanted to keep. So I think Mel has adjusted his philosophy a little bit to what the Bears do. And there wasn't a lot of difference anyway. There's a few techniques by the corners and maybe a few fronts, but overall they both are 4-3 defenses and they played similar coverages. So I don't think it's a big adjustment. That defense is pretty good. They're in a top five last year. There's not a whole lot of reason to change what they were doing. They fly to the ball. They play physical. They force turnovers. So I think Mel did the smart thing in going in there and saying, here, teach me what you guys do, I'll learn, and then I'll add bits and pieces to help you out also. So a great defensive scheme, whether they go with Mel, what he did at Jacksonville, or whether what they do last year at Chicago, it's going to be a great challenge.
It's quite a challenge for week one in particular. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Great Clips has free Bengals tickets with sideline access for two. Look for details for this season at Great Clips locations. Remember, with Great Clips, it's going to be great.
Great to spend some time with Bengals defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer. And Zim, let's talk about the news from Monday of this week. Geno Atkins getting that big $55 million extension. We know he's one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. What does his ability as a disruptive force in the middle do for you as you game plan as a defensive coordinator?
Well, you know, in the 4-3 defense, that is a key position because you got those tackles trying to sit out on ends, and then you got the guards working back to the inside. So if you can get a guy that has some pass rush ability there, and we've luckily got a guy like Geno, but even in the past, when I've had a good 3 technique, it really causes problems for the offense.
Geno Atkins, 12 and a half sacks, most amongst defensive tackles in the NFL. Sue is next with 8. 15 tackles for loss. 78 hits, pressures, and sacks combined. The next guy, Ndamukong Suh, 54. He's 24 hits in some way, shape, or form better than any other interior defensive lineman in the National Football League. When you come out of the huddle, usually you say, I got to double team that end. You got to double team Geno Atkins, don't you?
Right. They have to slide the protection to him quite a bit, and that helps our other guys, but it also helps knowing our pressure package, where we're trying to work and different things like that. And then when we're not pressuring, obviously it's good to be able to get there with 4 guys. So, Geno does so many great things for us. And even more importantly than that, though, is he's a good guy. And I like to see good guys, good hardworking people get rewarded. And this is a terrific thing for not only for him, but for the Bengals.
Last year, in trying to find somebody for the safety spot opposite of Reggie Nelson, you had different starters in weeks 1, 2, and 3, and then went out and brought Chris Crocker off the couch. Do you feel better going into this season about that position?
Well, I hope we don't have 3 different starters in 3 weeks. But I don't know. I think George has got a chance to do things what I'm asking him to do. He looks athletic back there. He's got good acceleration. He has good coverage ability. And so now his job, he has to understand his role in the defense, and that's a little bit more about, hey, let's keep everything, everybody on the same page. Let's make sure we do things right. Let's not make a bunch of mistakes, and I think we'll be fine.
Your defensive line, dominant group. They didn't get a whole lot of snaps together in preseason games because of injury and, you know, other circumstances. Any apprehension? You know, Michael Johnson got some snaps, but Carlos didn't take a preseason snap. Little dust and rust, and make sure he keeps the pad level down. Any concerns there?
Well, I'm concerned, Dave, about I don't feel like we rushed the quarterback in the preseason like we need to do in the regular season. You know, everybody talks to us about, well, you set a franchise record for sacks last year and this and that, but that was last year, and so we've got to get back going exactly how we're rushing the quarterback, and hopefully it'll come out this week, but. But we've got to do better, and like you say, we haven't had a lot of snaps together, but we also haven't rushed as well as I thought.
Quite a challenge in week one against the Bears. Best of luck this week and throughout the season.
Oh, thank you.
Time to answer your questions in our fifth third Q&A. We start with Andrew. How much do the Bengals plan to use Dane Sonsenbacher?
That's an interesting question, Dan. I'm not even sure he's going to be active. He may be deactivated for the game because let's start with the tight end package. You know, they're going to go two tights a lot, Gresham and Eifert. And when they do that, A.J. Green's going to be on the field. Marvin Jones, Mohamed Sanu. You know, you're talking about five receivers right there. They're going to take a predominant number of snaps. In my mind, I make Eifert like a hybrid. He's wide receiver slash, you know, tight end slash whatever, because the guy can play anywhere and he's going to be on the field when they throw the football. That's going to take snaps away from receivers. I don't think they're going to activate as many receivers as a result of that.
Question two is from Elijah. Where would you rank the Bengals duo of Dunlap and Johnson among the best pass rushing duos in the NFL?
And they are exactly that, if they can stay on the football field. And I think Michael Johnson is back and ready now, but he missed some time in the preseason. That first preseason game that he played, he was a little rust and dusty, had to knock off, you know, played with that high pad level. Getting in the football position is an awkward thing. It's an uncomfortable thing to do. Carlos Dunlap hasn't done it once in a game in the preseason. Hopefully he's not real rusty going up against that rookie offensive tackle up in Chicago. He could do some damage, and they can both do damage when healthy and available.
That's our fifth third Q&A. If you have a question, send it in to the Bengals Facebook page.
Tell the world you're a fan with Fifth Third Bengals Checking. You get a Bengals-themed debit card and checks and a 10% discount at the Bengals Pro Shop. Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Time for a quick timeout, but before we go to break, time for this week's Bengals trivia question. Now, Lap, as you know, there are six former Georgia Bulldogs on the season-opening roster.
The best offensive player, A.J. Green. Best defensive player, Geno Atkins. Georgia Bulldogs. The question then is, what Georgia Bulldog running back once led the Bengals in rushing?
We'll give you a hint. He helped that year's team win 7 of its last 9 games.
Ah, good.
We'll have the answer when Bengals Weekly continues.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire for A.J. Green. It's a touchdown! Right there, in the line. He's off to the races.
In the end zone.
Touchdown! Geno Atkins put him in a bear hug. To the 30, the 25. Has one man to miss the 10.
And you need to be a part of it.
Let's go! Let's go! It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
When you realize you need to switch to Verizon, it's a reality check.
I had my reality check when I'd be sitting there with my friends who had their Verizon phones, and I'd be sitting there like, I'm still loading.
I couldn't get email.
Couldn't stream movies.
Couldn't upload any of our music.
I couldn't count on it. That's when I decided to switch.
Now that I'm on Verizon, everything moves fast.
With Verizon, I have that reliability.
I'm completely happy with Verizon.
Verizon's 4G LTE is the most reliable and in more places than any other 4G network. Period. That's powerful. Verizon.
Hi, Ed from Furniture Fair, and this Labor Day, we're highlighting furniture made right here in the USA. Get store-wide savings on American brands like this Ellington Merlot queen-size storage bed for just $6.97. And we also have a huge selection of sofas to fit any budget. Plus, receive a discount on any purchase equal to your sales tax with free delivery on all sets of bedding and no interest if paid in full in 24 months. See store for details. Get the guaranteed low price or it's free at the Labor Day Made in the USA event going on now at Furniture Fair.
To all you burger aficionados, show your love.
because McDonald's just topped perfection with the all-new Quarter Pounder Burgers. Three delectable new choices that let you flaunt your burger bravado. With toppings like new thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, cool and spicy habanero ranch sauce, and fresh veggies. New Quarter Pounder Burgers. Another new way to love McDonald's.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Attention Bengals fans, for information on single-game tickets, call the Bengals ticket hotline at 866-621-8383 or visit Bengals.com. And don't forget to check out the new Taco Bell Family Zone. It's the place every family wants to be. Taco Bell. Live Moss.
Welcome back to Bengals Weekly. Time to answer this week's Bengals trivia question. What former Georgia Bulldog once led the Bengals in rushing?
Found a good nugget there, my man.
Thank you.
Good research by Dan Hoard. Back in 1996, Garrison Hurst. There's a name from the past. In my mind, I was thinking Herschel Walker. Oh, no, that's right. I wasn't playing with him with the Bengals. It wasn't Herschel Walker. Garrison Hurst, 847 yards rushing in 1996. He had some wheels. Definitely had some speed.
Looking for Bengals action during the week? Then join us Mondays at the Holy Grail for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. Dave Lapham and Lance McAllister will be live on 700 WLW from 6 to 9 p.m. With player appearances, prize giveaways, and knowledgeable hosts, Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail, is the place to be on Monday nights.
All right, so the season begins against the Chicago team that started 7-1 last year but finished 10-6. Let's get to your keys to the game.
First and foremost, ball security. I mean, these Chicago Bears forced turnovers like nobody's business. Last year, 44 takeaways, number one in the NFL, 24 interceptions, second best in the NFL, 20 fumble recoveries, number one in the National Football League. They're a plus 20 turnover ratio, second best in the league. They got 13 takeaways in the preseason. Even the backups are taking the football away. So you have to secure the football and make good decisions with it. The second is to crowd Cutler. The first way to do that, Dan, is shut down Forte and Bush, make them one-dimensional, and then get a pass rush on Cutler. You have a rookie right guard, a rookie right tackle, Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap. Come on, man. Come on, step up big. You know, don't give him any time and space. Make him throw out of a hole. On the flip side of that, you want to give Andy Dalton that exact thing, time and space, more so space. He doesn't want to be thrown out of that gutter, out of that hole. The way to do that is get your running game established and then play action pass off. It can capture that neutral zone in the line of scrimmage. I think if all those things happen, big victory.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. For Lap and Coach Lewis, I'm Dan Hoard. We'll see you next week after the pigskin flies at Soldier Field.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, was brought to you in part by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, visit Furniture Fair. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.